How are you doing? This is Jeff Thompson, as you probably know already. I'm sitting outside. Moon is overhead, and I'm just sitting here on the patio. There's some trains going by now and then. A few bit more than usual. It's kind of nice to hear them coming across the southern sky, crossing the lake from the trestle area. Economy must be rolling, eh? I was trying to explain something to a few people this weekend, and it just wasn't transpiring, or they didn't want to elaborate on it or something, so I thought I'd just say something about it here. It's like a Q-tip spectrum, you know, a bubble on one end and a bubble on the other end, and it kind of flat lines in the middle. Like, from age, you know, 28 to 48, that's your career building years, and there you go, your family, and pretty soon your kids are growing up and they're going to have kids. But if you look at the other spectrum, you know, like, let's say 48 to 68, you know, or 48 to 65, you know, when you retire, that's another time period, because you're enjoying grandkids and stuff. And the thing you notice about grandkids is you don't see them that often, and all of a sudden they sprout up. Like, you saw them when they're born, and then you saw them here and there, and lo and behold, all of a sudden they're 2 years old, and whoa, he's got some legs underneath him. He can move. Look at that, you know. And then all of a sudden they're going into kindergarten, and it's like, geez, he was just born last year, wasn't it? Sprouting up pretty quick, you know, like growing like a weed, you know. Then all of a sudden they're in 8 years old, and pretty soon they're playing Little League baseball and stuff, and you're going to the games and watching stuff like that, you know. That not happened to me yet, in a sense, but, you know, it's all happening, and it just goes so fast when they're age 1 to 8 to 10, you know. But in the same light, when a person turns 65 and retires, you know, it's, what's 10 years to them, you know? You really notice a person that's gotten older get older just as fast as a kid goes from age 1 to 10. It's like, whoa, all those changes. Yeah, I remember he was just a little knee-high to a, you know, little kid. But then when you see your parents getting older, it's like those 10 years are fast 10 years of, yeah, they're old. No doubt about it, you know. It's like they're not getting old anymore. They're older. And you start offering to help carry that from the car to here, and you don't start thinking to call up. I remember calling up my dad or my stepdad and saying, hey, I got a thing. Want to give me a hand? You know, I don't do that anymore, because it just ain't right. You know, it's just they can't muster up that type of... They don't have to. They're smart. They know how to get out of it. I'm not smart enough to get out of work and labor and stuff like that, but I'm sure I'm getting there. I'm getting smarter and all that stuff, so someday I won't have to do all this stuff. I'll be able to sit around and chit-chat about yesterday and all that stuff and comment about, my goodness, those kids have grown fast. Just last year, he was only this high. Now look at them, you know. That's part of aging, I guess. Part of aging. You know, you don't even think about that stuff, you know, between, I'm guessing, the 28 age or the, you know, even 23 all the way to 60-something. You know, it's, you don't even, it just happens, you know, it just, life happens. And then all of a sudden you start thinking about it when you start looking the other direction. It's like, whoa, where will I be in 20 years, you know? It's a different end of the spectrum when you hit that other end of the Q-tip spectrum, you know what I mean? It's kind of interesting. The acceptance of getting older and all that stuff, and the acceptance of, you know, the circle of life, you know, just keeps going. I'm reminded of it all the time. I come out here and I planted this tree over here, and now this tree is this... It's shade, you know. We can hang swings from it. I can sit in the swing on the tree limbs and stuff. And it's like, whoa, Lori and I planted that 9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago. It's just like, whoa, time. Don't let it slip away, man. So, hope you're having a good moment. Enjoy it. All right, we'll talk to you later.